Repentance is the prerequisite to revival, regathering, and return. There were two major sins that our forefathers committed that we must repent of. The sin of the golden calf, spoken of in Exodus 32, and the sin of Jeroboam, who led the northern kingdom division into idolatry and a kingdom split, as described in 1 Kings chapter 12. In order to end the exile of the house of Joseph, the northern kingdom, and the house of Judah, the southern kingdom, it is required that we repent of our personal sins and the sins of our forefathers. Our forefathers were ejected and evicted out of the land of Israel and were sent into exile because of their sin. One day, Yeshua will return and regather all 12 tribes and lead them on a journey home back to Israel, as spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, Jeremiah 23, verses 7 and 8, Isaiah chapter 4, verses 3 to 6, Hosea 2, verses 14 to 22, and Revelation 12. This is known as the greater exodus to come. One of the requirements for being allowed to return to Israel is a deep, thorough, complete repentance of personal sin. We must also repent for the sins of our forefathers, as spoken of in Leviticus 26, verses 40 to 46. To be allowed back into the land of Israel, the bride must present herself through cleansing, repentance, and must come to Shema, to hear and obey the Torah, all of the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. The scriptures tell us that Yeshua will return and regather his people into a wilderness place, as spoken of in Ezekiel 20, verses 33 to 34, Isaiah 4, 4 to 6, Hosea 2, 14 to 23, and Revelation 12, 1 through 6. Though he gathers us from many nations, not all will go into the land of Israel. He will purge the rebellers from our midst. Ezekiel 20, verses 38 and 39. And only those who love Yeshua and who are keeping his words and commands will be brought into the land of Israel. Ezekiel 20, verses 40 and 41. As long as there are hot coals in the furnace of fervent, passionate, heartfelt prayers of repentance and intercession, the train keeps moving forward. When fellowships and ministries become prayerless, the train slows down, loses steam, and then stops. Nothing happens without prayer. Are we willing to pay the price in prayer? In Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 30, it is written, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days." The scriptures tell us that our prayers are like incense to the Lord. In Psalm 141, verse 2, it is written, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13, it is written, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar." And in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, it is written, "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." And finally, in Revelation 8, verses 3 and 4, "Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand." May we, the bride, make ourselves ready. The time to repent is now. May the Father pour out a spirit of repentance upon us as we listen to and come into agreement with these prayers of repentance from the Scriptures. And now please agree with me in a repentance prayer from Deuteronomy chapter 30. "Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim drives you, and you return to Yahweh your Elohim and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that Yahweh your Elohim will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there Yahweh your Elohim will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then Yahweh your Elohim will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. So, Father, we just want to take some time now to pray into Deuteronomy chapter 30. And in this chapter, Father, you are saying in your good word, you are promising to us that if we as your people return to you, to the God of Israel, and if we obey your voice, that you will take us out of captivity to all the places where we have been scattered, to the farthermost corners of the earth, Alaska, the South Pole, the North Pole, the Pacific Northwest, the Atlantic Coast, the Pacific Coast, Europe, Africa, South America, all over the earth where we have been scattered. You are promising that you will gather us again, that if we return to you and obey your voice and keep your commands, that you will regather us and bring us back to the land of our fathers, to the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the land of Israel. So, Father, you also promise in this chapter that if we allow you to circumcise our heart and the heart of our descendants, our children, the people today, that if we will love you with all of our heart and with all of our soul, and that we allow the sword of your spirit to cut the skin, the foreskin of our heart, that no longer should we follow foreign gods, false gods, idolatry, adulterous ways of loving other gods and chasing after things in the world. But if we put our heart and our mind and our focus and our attention, our time, our resources, our labor, our love, all that we are focused upon you, O Yahweh, if we become that living sacrifice spoken of in Romans 12, and we present ourselves unto you as a whole burnt offering, not an offering that crawls off the altar, but that remains on the altar and burns and is consumed by the fire of God. May we return to you with all of our heart, not 50%, not 70%, not 95%, but 100%. May we hold nothing back. You promise us in Deuteronomy 30 that if we obey your voice and keep your commands and your statutes in the book, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the words of Christ, the words of Yeshua, the words of Moses, all of the book, that if we turn to Yahweh our Elohim with all of our heart and we keep his commands because we love Yeshua, we love him. It is no longer I who live, but Yeshua Christ who lives in me. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we seek to keep his commands and to walk in his ways. Father, you promise that if we do this as a people, if we repent of these things and allow you to circumcise our hearts, and that if we begin to love you and walk in your ways and keep your commandments, that we will live and multiply, and that you will bless us in the land which we will go to possess. So, Father, we long to leave the Babylon where we are scattered, We long to return to the land of our forefathers, to the land where you are, where Yeshua will rule and reign for 1,000 years. How we long to return, Father. We long to return. So, Father, we know that one of the entrance tickets in to return to the land, one of the prerequisites for returning to the land, is that we must humble ourselves. We must repent. We must get cleaned up. We must become emptied of self. We must die to flesh, die to self, and allow you, the life of Yeshua, to rule and reign within us. We need to be filled with your Holy Spirit. So, Father, cleanse us. Send the spirit of repentance from on high. Send it, and may it come down as a spring rain and land on many dry, parched, and thirsty hearts. Call your people to repentance, Father. And then may your fire fall. May we be as kindling. May you gather us together like kindling sticks. And may you ignite the match and set us aflame and set us on fire with the fire of heaven, the fire of God, the glory of God, the fire of Elijah. Let that fire come down, Father. May we burn and be consumed as a whole burnt offering unto you. Bundle us together as kindling and let your fire fall from heaven. May you burn up pride, burn up flesh, burn up our sin, burn up the flesh, Father. And may we become pure and set apart in Kadosh and on fire for Yeshua, on fire for Yahweh our Elohim. We look to you. We long for the regathering of the tribes, for the reunification of the tribes. We long for you, Yeshua, to gather your people and lead us on a journey home. We thank you, Father, for your good promises, that you said it, we believe it, and that settles it. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We pray this prayer in faith, believing and trusting that you're going to do it at the time and place of your choosing. You will certainly accomplish it and fulfill your good word. In Yeshua's name, amen. Please agree with me in a repentance prayer coming from Leviticus 26. But now here is the prayer of repentance. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 40. But if they, we, confess our iniquity and the iniquity of our fathers with our unfaithfulness in which we were unfaithful to Yahweh, that we have also walked contrary to you, O Yahweh, and that we have walked contrary to him, and have brought, he has brought us into the land of our enemies. If our uncircumcised hearts are humbled, and we accept our guilt, then I, Yahweh, will remember my covenant with Jacob, and my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember. I will remember the land. The land also shall be left empty by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them. They will accept their guilt because they despised me and my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor shall I abhor them to utterly destroy them and break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh their Elohim. But for their sake, I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am Yahweh. So, Father, we just pray into this prayer from Leviticus 26. Father, we want to stand in the gap, and we want to repent for this, our own personal sin and for the sins of our forefathers. And I want to stand in the gap and repent for two huge sins of our forefathers. And one is the sin of the golden calf, that while Moses was up on Mount Sinai, the people who remained at the base of Mount Sinai went and made a golden calf. In Exodus 32, it is written, "And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, and after he had made it a molten calf, and they said, 'These be your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" Abba, that was our ancestors. That was our forefathers that did that. Father, we repent, renounce, and reject that sin of the golden calf, the sin of idolatry, of bowing down to a foreign and false god. Father, would you have mercy upon us for the sins of our fathers, and that sin of idolatry, it manifests even today when we trust in anything other than you. When we lift up equal or higher than you things of the heart, idols of the heart, when we trust in money and bank accounts and jobs and materialism and houses and lands and possessions, Father, all those things, when we give up our time to playing so much time on TV and video and iPhones and emails, and we don't spend time with you in prayer, we don't spend time in your word, Abba, would you please have mercy? We repent of the sin of idolatry. We repent as a people for the sin of the golden calf. We ask, Father, that you would close this door, seal it in the blood of Yeshua. We ask, Father, that you would cancel this permission slip that the enemy has had. Cancel it, destroy it. And Father, we ask that you would take this legal ground back in Yeshua's name. Father, would you call us as your people to be pure and holy and set apart? Father, that we would become a bride that is being cleansed without spot and without wrinkle. That we would be a faithful bride as we repent of chasing after other loves other than you. The things that take up all of our time, that take us away from you and from your word and from your spirit. Father, we repent and we return to you and to the fullness of your word. And Father, the other sin that I want to repent of on behalf of our people, the sin of our forefathers, is the sin of Jeroboam. It is written in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. "Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, 'What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David.' So Israel departed to their tents." Verse 28, 1 Kings 12, verse 28, "Therefore the king asked advice. He made two calves of gold and said to the people, 'It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.' And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan." Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. And he made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. So Father, we just stand in the gap and we repent for the sin of Jeroboam, that our forefathers moved and walked in rebellion, in a spirit of division and in a spirit of idolatry. They divided away and they did their own thing, and they did not approach you according to your ways and your commands and your statutes. But they made idolatrous golden calves once again and changed the times and the calendars, the feasts and the festivals. Ah, but we just repent for the sin of Jeroboam that led to this kingdom split so long ago. Father, we repent of this. We ask you to forgive us as a people. And Father, our heart turns back to you. Our heart turns back to Judah. Our heart turns back to Jerusalem. Father, our hearts cry. We just cancel this permission slip. We take this legal ground back, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We close this door of rebellion and idolatry, and we seal it in the blood of Yeshua. And Father, our hearts cry as we want to see the two kingdoms reunited, northern and southern kingdom. We want to see them become one king, one people, one kingdom, one people, one nation, one people that serves the God of Israel. No more idolatry. Father, we turn from that. We turn from the sin of idolatry, from golden calf worship, from rebellion. And Father, we pray that as we turn to you and we return to the Word, all of it, from Genesis to Revelation, that we would shema, that we would hear and obey, that we would walk in it, live it, do it. Father, please have mercy upon us and gather us once again from all the places where we have been scattered. Please gather us, Father, from all the corners of the earth, from coast to coast, from sea to sea, from nation to nation, Europe and South America and Africa, throughout all the nations, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Would you, Yeshua, please come and gather your people. Please send forth the spirit of repentance from on high to land upon your people, that we would repent, wave upon wave upon wave of repentance, deep, thorough, complete, heartfelt repentance for our personal sin, for our corporate sin. Yahweh, we long to return to the land of Israel, to Jerusalem, where you will set up your kingdom, where Messiah will be, ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. How we long to go there. So, Father, we know that one of the prerequisites for being able to return to the land is that we must make teshuvah. We must repent and return to the God of Israel and to the fullness of his word in doing it, in living it. So, Father, let that spirit of repentance fall. Let it fall like a spring rain upon many dry, thirsty, parched hearts. May we repent and may we return to you, to your word, to your land, and to your people. May you gather us and unite us. In Yeshua's name, amen. And let us continue with prayers of repentance and pray into Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh, from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O Yahweh, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Yahweh, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your